check in with Rose Smith. Rose is from AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. I've spoken to her a number of times, and I wanted to touch on bad dreams and other things. Rose, good evening.
Hello. How are you, Dennis?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for coming back on the program. Is it just me? Is it me and our state political reporter, James, who's just been on the program, or are there a lot of people who are having bad and recurring frustrating dreams during this COVID thing?
Yes, well, it's a very frustrating time, isn't it, for many people? And I think sometimes our dreams are sort of acting as a vent to let those subconscious contents come out, because if they don't come out one way or the other, they're just going to burst out of control. So our dreams are actually doing us a favour in venting those energies.
I wonder, see, the ones that I'm having and James is having are sort of not so much life, it's more work related, with just frustrating things that it's so totally, so distant from the truth, Rose, that it's just, it's really frustrating. And you do wake up a little bit and then go back to sleep and you go back into the same damn dream.
Yeah, so when that happens, it's like reoccurring sort of dreams, and that's because we're not getting the message that our subconscious is trying to tell us. So when a dream just keeps going over and over and over again, we have to learn the language of our subconscious, so because it's very symbolic and it has its own type of intelligence, which is not necessarily logical in the way that we think of logic normally. So learning a new language, like learning Japanese, for example, that's what it's like.
Would that help me?
Learning Japanese, probably not, but learning your own, the language of your own subconscious would. So, for example, if you think of a black cat, you'll get a sort of a collection of words or adjectives that go with black cats, but that'll be different for different people. So if I think of a black cat, I'm going to think of a feminine, slinky, clever, beautiful type of energy. But if another person thinks of a black cat, they might think it's evil. So, you know, you could have two totally different scenarios there, two totally different answers.
We'll see what listeners think, Rose. 96900693 or 131332. What have meteor showers got to do with how we're going to be feeling?
Oh, yes, because October is a very special time, because we've got three lots of meteor showers. Now, down there in Melbourne town, you're not going to see the first lot because it's the Draconids and you're too far south. So, but just because you don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't affect, it still affects you, you know. So it's like the moon, you know. Sometimes we don't see the full moon because there might be cloud cover, for example, but the energies of the moon are still there. So everything in the heavens has an effect on our psyche in some way or another. So the Draconids is on 8th of October, the Southern Taurids is on the 10th of October, and the Orionids are on the 21st. So that's three lots of meteor showers in the 1 month. That's pretty unusual.
I hope that meteor shower on the 10th brings great joy to the Geelong Football Club. Rose, we'll be back with listeners' calls after this. It is 6 to 9.
Neil Mitchell gets Melbourne talking.
Is it time to cancel Halloween?
About the issues, big and small.
Have you got kids involved in Halloween?
I'm a grandma and I always get dressed up.
What do you dress up as?
Usually a witch.
Hard to believe. Does the witch want to ban Halloween?
Just for this year.
Have your say.
Oh, you think it's dangerous?
Absolutely, yes.
Weekdays from 8:30.
Shay, what do you think?
I'm very much against cancelling it. I just think the kids have given up enough.
Neil Mitchell, 3AW693. It makes sense to protect your loved ones with fully underwritten life cover. And you can do just that for less by becoming a member of the 50 Up Club. Right now at 50upclub.com, you can get a 20% lifetime discount on life cover with Noble Oaks My Protection Plan. That's a 20% discount for as long as you keep your cover. And because it's fully underwritten, there's greater certainty at claim time. Look after your loved ones and get great value by heading to 50upclub.com right now. And remember, joining the 50 Up Club is cost and obligation free. Any advice provided is general in nature and does not consider your personal circumstances. You should read the product disclosure statement to see if this product is right for you. Details at 50upclub.com.
Heart disease can strike anyone, even people you don't expect. I'm Jeff Lester. I was 24, fit and health conscious, when the main artery from my heart tore open and I was rushed into open heart surgery. You can help the Heart Foundation fund life-saving medical research into conditions like mine. Donate to Give With Heart Day by October 7 and their supporters will quadruple the amount. So please, donate at givewithheartday.com.au today and help make heart disease history.
Hi, I'm Hayley. My family started Rose Office Furniture over 60 years ago. During this time, we have never experienced a forced shutdown like that of today. Although our showroom is currently closed, we are still here for all your office furniture needs. With our online store still operating, we are able to offer contactless, click and collect and contact-free delivery options. Show your support for a local family business by shopping online at roseoffice.com.au.
Disposable printed face masks from just $1.28 each. That's with free delivery. Have them custom printed for weddings, parties, your business or event, or pay even less for plain masks. Order today at printedfacemasks.com.au.
You're listening to Nice on 3AW. Thanks to Lexus of Blackburn. Nothing is crafted like a Lexus.
It's 3 to 9. Rose Smith is online from AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. Rose, just quickly, ahead of callers, did you predict Trump and Corona?
Well, I didn't actually call it Corona, but I could feel that he had a very serious respiratory illness. And I did a video, a live stream it was actually, on YouTube on the 29th of September, so several days before it was announced, or 3 or 4 days. And I could feel like a really bad flu, but it was halfway down in both lungs and in my throat. And when I'm doing this, I did a tarot card reading as well. I saw him being isolated and he needed to rest. And so now I see that means quarantine.
Maybe, now, was that isolation immediate or was it after the election when he might lose?
Well, it was immediate. I knew it was going to be sometime in October, and I did this on the 29th of September. So I knew it was coming up by what I could feel in my own body and the tiredness and the fatigue. And, of course, lately there's been a lot of conspiracy theories in social media saying he's not sick. He is really sick. Like, it's like the worst flu that I've ever had. That's how I felt when I was doing the reading for him.
I need to get to a caller. Can you just give us a, do you think he's going to win this election?
Oh, that's a hard one. I haven't actually got any information spiritually on that. I wouldn't be surprised if something happens and the delay, there's some sort of weird thing, so it could be delayed. I know it says in their constitution they cannot delay it or change the date, but there's something weird about the date. And I can't make a prediction on that yet because I'll probably have a dream the day before or something like that.
Rose, always a pleasure to chat with you. Let's hope we can do it again soon. AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. Rose Smith, thank you.
Thank you.
Decades ago, I got to know and was very fond of a young performer named Ray Burgess. He worked on television as a host, had a couple of hit records. Well, the tradition continues. His daughter Casey joins me after the news. We'll be talking travel, and I want to talk about peep platers and off-roading. In these uncertain